Now that Governor Jay Inslee has dropped out of the presidential race, he's expected to announce his intention to run for a third term. We should learn more later this morning when Inslee participates in a news conference at Planned Parenthood in Seattle. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins me now live to talk about all of this. Austin, this may not be a complete surprise that Inslee's decided to get out of the crowded field of Democratic presidential contenders.
No, it's not, Kirsten. In a message to supporters last night, he said that while he had reached the 130,000 donor threshold that he needed to qualify for the next debates, he did not and was not going to meet the second requirement, which is that he poll at 2% in 4 Democratic National Committee approved polls. And his message to supporters, and I'm quoting here, was, "As a result, I don't believe we can compete for the attention and exposure needed to have a reasonable shot at the nomination." I think his future was staring him in the face, and he saw the exit ramp and he took it.
Well, speaking of that future, there had been some question about whether he would run for a third term as governor, but that's feeling pretty likely now, right?
It is. The Associated Press is reporting that they have confirmed with 2 sources that he'll announce today, likely via email to supporters, that he is announcing a run for a third term. He's kept that option open and on the table from the get-go. You know, if he does this and if he were successful, he'd be the first 3-term governor since Republican Dan Evans, and that was more than 4 decades ago. Of course, there are a whole host of other candidates who were wanting to run for this office and wanting to run for other offices down ballot that this will affect.
Yeah, we've heard some, you know, rumblings from some of those folks that they were thinking about running and they were kind of waiting on Inslee. How do you think this affects what they're going to do?
Well, you know, in some ways, this is Inslee sending a message to the next generation of Democratic leaders in this state that it's not quite yet your term. You know, I'm not ready to step down. He's 68 years old. If he wants a third term, he may be positioned to do so. But in doing so, there are candidates who are in the state legislature who want to run for statewide office. There are statewide office holders who want to move up in position. And so it has sort of this cascading effect on all of those people and their ambitions. Of course, somebody could run against him. I'm not expecting that at this point. But it does certainly within Democratic Party circles, this will be a significant moment if he decides to run for a third term. And interestingly, today at that news conference you mentioned, Inslee is going to be there along with Attorney General Bob Ferguson and King County Executive Dow Constantine, both individuals who said that they were likely to run for governor if he didn't.
Right. That could potentially be awkward, but we'll see how that all plays out. Let's see how the issue of climate change plays out as this Democratic presidential race moves on and as more debates happen. And what about the fact that the Democratic National Committee is going to be deciding if it will hold a debate focused on Inslee's signature issue of climate change? That something he pushed for could be a bittersweet moment for him if they decide to do it.
And certainly bittersweet for him that he's not going to be on the stage for the CNN town hall on climate change. MSNBC in September is doing a climate change-related event with the candidates. What you know, Inslee in true Inslee fashion is putting a positive spin on all of this, and he's saying in his statement to his supporters that together, quote, "we changed and shaped the entire national dialogue around climate change." He told MSNBC he's going to, and this is a sort of an Inslee way of speaking, he's going to help the other candidates raise their level of ambition on this issue. The New York Times is reporting that he's hoping to advise the Democratic field on climate policy. Certainly, he's not going away on this issue. And I think another thing to just watch for potentially is if a Democrat were to win for president in 2020 and if Inslee were to be offered an opportunity in a new administration, and what if he got reelected for governor for a third term? What would he do? And, you know, maybe that moment will come down the road and he'll have another decision. That's a point to make.
That's right. A lot of people have been saying, you know, maybe energy secretary or interior secretary. So that will be interesting to see if a Democrat does win the presidency, to see where Inslee might end up. And if he wins governor again, that'll be interesting.
He's always said he's not running for a cabinet position, but, you know, you never know until the opportunity is in front of you.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning. We'll be covering the story throughout the day and have the latest on All Things Considered beginning at 3. And our website will have the latest also at knkx.org.